Another installment of Get Lit with Literature. So keeping it simple with this summer heat wave, going to read some haiku. Haiku is the shortest poetic form, originating in the 1600s from Japan. Now translations in English worldwide. But the roots go back 2,500 years at least to Taoist, Buddhist teachings, philosophies, Zen, Confucius, Chinese poetry, and on and on. In 2004, I published a book, which is all books' most popular book thus far, called Haiku One Breaths, A Voice Through a Tangle. The reason haiku are so short is reportedly because it is what one could utter in one breath. A Voice Through a Tangle refers to the kind of Zen Buddhist tradition of consciousness or awareness that helps to see through divisions and see through obstacles and help to have like a mini enlightenment. So the haiku is a moment of consciousness, awareness, typically connected with nature, that helps you to see experience from another point of view. So the book is a pocketbook size. It fits in the back of your pocket, and it's a half of a how-to write haiku, and then an anthology with a lot of my poems and a number of other poets, like 20 or 30 other poets. So I'm going to read a few from the book and then a few more recent ones. And these are summertime ones. Just cut summer grass. I breathe in twice as deeply. Just cut summer grass. I breathe in twice as deeply. It's also a tradition orally to read them aloud twice, being that they are so short. Plain hot or in prayer, people on their front stoops. Plain hot or in prayer, people on their front stoops. And here's one by Marvin Schlesinger. Down the path to the garden, the sound of rain. Down the path to the garden, the sound of rain. And here's one by Cliff Blydner. New moon in summer, only fireflies light the way. New moon in summer, only fireflies light the way. And by Yolanda Kulas. Lightning ignites sky, thunder roars in the distance, my spine slightly stirs. Lightning ignites sky, thunder roars in the distance, my spine slightly stirs. And one by Chris Glendinnen. On a white pine stump, I count with my pen point 180 rings. On a white pine stump, I count with my pen point 180 rings. And a few of my haiku. At the bird bath, a bee takes a tiny, tiny sip. At the bird bath, a bee takes a tiny, tiny sip. Her bicycle wobbles a bit today, training wheels off. Her bicycle wobbles a bit today, training wheels off. And those are from the book anthology Haiku One Breaths, and a couple written just this week. How the downpour feels, baby robins in the nest on a cherry tree branch. How the downpour feels, baby robins in the nest on a cherry tree branch. It seemed a thin, dead branch until that sparrow landed, rubbing his beak. It seemed a thin, dead branch until that sparrow landed, rubbing his beak. So I also send a haiku du jour email. That's for free. If you're interested in getting that, let me know and I'll put you on the list. It's a variety of haiku, some modern ones, and translations from ancient Japanese classics. Plus, there's the annual haiku calendar, which comes out for next year, later on this year. So email for more information, and thank you for listening. Have a good one.